Hey, Dr. Randy here, live in our Intentional Living studio. I was thinking about kids when we were raising our kids. You know, you ever put boundaries in place? You say, now listen, don't go beyond the yard. Don't go beyond the yard. And you ever know sometimes they'll go right up to the edge, put their foot right over the edge, look back over their shoulder, see if you're paying attention? Kind of like the boundaries or the barriers you put in place on a sports team. You know, don't go over that line. It's going to be a foul. And they go right over to the edge. You know what? I think many of us are edge keepers in life. We like to get right to the edge in whatever it is, financially or in the edge when it comes to relationships or our health. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Instead of having those guardrails or boundaries in place. And here's the question. Here's the question. Are you playing the edge in your marriage? Are you playing the edge, the boundary in your marriage? Time to time, your foot going over what you know to be that boundary place that's important, the commitments made in marriage. Today, we're going to encourage you. We're going to love on you. If you're married, you're going to find a lot of encouragement as people talk about stepping back from the edge, because we don't want you to get in trouble. We don't want you to fall over the edge. We don't want that for your life. There's more safety and there's more joy and more intimacy staying inside of the boundaries that God has placed in for marriage. All right. Tell us your story. Here's the question. One thing you've done, maybe as a result of stepping back from the edge, that's made a difference in your life. Give us a call. I'm live. This is Intentional Living, 888-888-1717. Join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, doctor. My name is Victoria. I'm calling from New Mexico. I've been with my husband for 23 years now, but during those 23 years, I lived in a double life. I was having an affair for 12 of those years. The other guy that I was seeing, he was also married, had his family. It was hard for my children, for my family, and for my husband. But then, I know this is going to sound crazy, but after a while, it became the normality. And I knew the Word of God. I knew better. I think a lot of times for people, it's just easier to stand because you don't actually see our living God, you know? But we overcame it. I finally have been away from that for about almost 6 years now. If me and my husband could overcome an affair of 12 years that I was doing, anybody can overcome anything in their marriage as long as they give it to God. My husband never gave up on me. My family never gave up on me. But it's a testimony I only share when it's brought up or somebody says, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Then I tell them, yes, I do know what you're going through. I did it for almost 12 years. And if God can restore my marriage, He can restore your marriage.
Amen to that. Listen, we're all about restoration. We know sometimes restoration is impossible. Reconciliation may be, but not restoration. I understand that. I mean, we're in a real world here. We understand the realities. Been around, dealt with a lot of people, understand the realities of life. But come on, maybe you're in a place in your own life where you realize, you know, I got to get back from the edge. And for you, we want to hear from some folks who've made some decisions to say, hey, in our marriage, here's what we're doing. The guardrails we put in place, the boundary we put in place, here's what's helping us in our marriage. I don't mean just sexually or an affair. It could be in any number of areas in your life. What are one thing you're doing or have done or in the process of doing to really maybe restore, rebuild, to really strengthen that relationship? You know what it is. And if you want to have a ministry of sharing and helping others, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Is my number. We'll get you on here, like Darcy from Michigan. Do you have some advice for us today, Darcy?
I do. My husband and I were going through a pretty rough time, and we met with our associate pastor, and he gave us some fabulous advice. He gave us 2 Corinthians 5:9, and everything we brought up, he said, 2 Corinthians 5:9, we make it our goal and ambition to be pleasing to Him, whether we are at home in this body or away from it. So we always had to make sure that no matter what the other person did, our action was pleasing to God. And He encouraged us to go on dates every week. Every other week, the other person planned it. 2 hours away from the kids, not one person controlling everything. And then he gave us four rules of communication that we always had to use when we were communicating with each other.
And do you remember what those are? What are those rules?
I do. The first one was to be honest. The second one was to keep it current, leave the past in the past. Mm-hmm. The third one was attack the problem, not the person. And the fourth one was to act, don't react.
Smart pastor.
And yes, and that saved our marriage. And we were challenged during COVID, you know, with everything that was going on. And we're more in love today now than we ever have been. It's just absolutely amazing the work that God can do if you're willing to let him.
Yeah, that's right. Amen to that. Thank you, Darcy. You know, I've been, talk about being around. I've been around and have helped and dealt with and encouraged and taught thousands of couples. And I just got to tell you, this thing of making a marriage work, I know can be really difficult because you bring a lot of things into baggage into the relationship, different personalities, different values, different views. And that's a reality. After you get married, the honeymoon period passes, and then all of a sudden you're facing things maybe you didn't recognize. And so making a decision to say, you know, whatever it is, and Darcy really said it, we're going to communicate. We're going to keep short accounts. We're going to keep communicating. We're going to stay current. These are important things. And what's one thing you've done in your marriage to try to, I say, step back from the edge? You know what I mean? Step back from getting to a place where, you know, this just ain't working all that well. Give us a call. One thing that's helped you may help someone else. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right. Looks like Brandon has some advice for us. What's your advice today, my friend? Do you have some?
I do. I went through a divorce with my first marriage. I've gotten remarried since. And both me and my wife have agreed, divorce isn't on the table. It's not a decision that we're going to look at. We're not going to talk about it. Whenever there's a problem we have, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to work it out. And we're going to rely on the Lord to lead us where he wants us to go.
Amen. And how long have you been married and how's that going?
I have been married. It'll be my fourth year, November 23rd, and it's going great. Our first year of marriage was stressful, and I lost my dad last June, 2019, and the Lord helped us get through it. And it's made it to where we draw even closer to each other.
Yeah.
But we're drawing more to the Lord than we are each other. And as we continue to grow, we're all going to meet at one point.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. In our lives, we all have challenges and opportunities. In Dr. Randy's message, Winning and Losing at Life, you'll learn about two people in the Bible, Nehemiah and Jonah, and how they responded in different ways to challenges and opportunities in their lives, and how we can finish strong as winners who are obedient to Christ. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching featuring a new topic each month. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar right now. Receive this month's special offer. And to send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, I hope you'll do that. It's important. And I want to say thanks to those of you who have been responding. And the staff, they're giving me updates every day saying, hey, here's some friends who've joined us. And I just want to say thank you for your support. This is the final month. We're closing out our year. Yeah. That's not the calendar year, by the way. This is the fiscal year. As you know, sometimes ministries have different fiscal years than the calendar. For us, it's June 30th. So we're wrapping up our year, having a board meeting coming up right after the first of the month. And boy, I want to be able to give a great report on what God has been doing and thanking you for your support. And we're not asking you to do what we're not doing. We're all standing in support as well, and we thank you. And listen, Kurt just mentioned you can receive automatically as a monthly member the masterclass teaching from Intentional Living. Talk a little bit about that later in the show. But right now we have some friends of the ministry, as Kurt mentioned, that are, you know, pooling resources and matching everything dollar for dollar. with started with over $10,000 for the Intentional Living Ministry. And the report this morning is there's $4,665 remaining. So thank you. That's exciting. That's about 57% of that match has been met, but we have $4,665. I give that because I just think, Jennifer, there's some one person that might say, I can take care of half of that. You know, here's $2,000 for the ministry or $2,500 or whatever. But everything right now will be matched as you call 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Talk to our staff during West Coast business hours. Or you can go online anytime, safe and securely at theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Come and join us. You're making a difference. Life is short. Make a difference in someone's life, and it'll be matched, be doubled right now for the ministry. All right? Theintentionallife.com or 888-888-1717. By the way, you use that same number to talk to me live on the air right now. Press number 1 or number 2 to talk to our staff. What are we talking about? Marriage. People who are deciding in Christ to step back from the edge, want their marriage to work. Might be tough, have to work on some issues, but they've made some decisions to step back from the edge, and it's making a difference. You can join us as well, 888-888-1717.
My name is Peggy. I was married for 38 years, and after 38 years, my husband decided he didn't feel like he belonged anymore. What he meant, he fell out of love. I did not understand what that meant until deep thought with my Bible in hand, trying to figure out what just happened in the last 38 years of my life. He moved on, whereas I have not. It is very hard for me to move on when I know that he was everything in my life. I turn to God and my prayers nightly. I do need help and guidance. Thank you.
You know, that's such a deep, 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 deep topic. And God is impressed on your life that your marriage mattered and you want it to work. But you know what? We don't control other people. We control about 3 foot, and that's about it. Just about as far as what we can say and what we can do. And beyond that, another person has to make a decision. I would encourage you, when you use the word move on, I think it implies that I just forget everything and que sera, sera. That's not it. You're hurting, you're struggling, and you can keep praying. God has a way of still restoring a relationship, but don't be stuck. Don't be stuck. That's not appealing to him, and it's not appealing to you or your family. What it means is that you're continuing to move, maybe not on, but you're moving, and you're doing the next right one thing. You're continuing to build into your life. You're ministering to others. You're being the mom and the grandma that you want to be. You're involved with other people, you're praying, you're allowing God to do things in your life, you're growing, you're expanding, and see what God has to do. But don't stay stuck. You know, one of the things we talk about in intentional living is when we get stuck, it gets into a rut, and we don't want that for you, for today, for sure. Okay, stepping back, what are you learning? One thing that's helping you grow in your relationship, give us a call, be a part of intentional living at 888-888-1717. Sheree is on the line in Arizona. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's one thing that you've learned?
Communication. If you don't have communication with each other, there's nothing between you guys. That's what we do every day. We talk about our problems. If we have problems, we talk without
criticizing or without blaming, just say, hey, here's a problem. Let's talk about it. Let's solve it together.
Yes, that's what we do.
How long have you been married, Sheree?
We're not married yet. We've been together 8 years. We're going to get married this month on the 26th.
Well, good for you. Encourage that, and I encourage the continued communication. Because, you know, the Bible says, which is really a very wise thing, by the way, Amos chapter 3 in the Old Testament. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And I would add, how can you be in agreement if you don't talk? I mean, we make assumptions and live by assumptions. That's a dangerous thing to do. We need to communicate. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? So we communicate. All right, Thomas is over in Michigan. Hey, Thomas, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. What have you learned for your marriage?
Well, I've learned that, you know, when you're going through things on your own, it can easily be, I guess it would be really easy to just say that you're dealing with it on your own. Let's just put it that way. 4 years ago, I lost my job, and I was in a situation where I felt, you know, useless. I was, you know, sad, depressed. And every time my wife would go to work and my son was in school, I used that time to just, I guess, just sleep and not think that, you know, I can go to God and give him my problems and tell him how I feel. And it hurt me so much to the point where when I was going through this, I didn't tell my own wife what was going on. It just became stressing for both of us. And I was stuck in my head for so long going through this, not thinking I would get another job and everything, to the point where I started to feel overwhelmed with love from God for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I started to fast. I don't even know how that happened. I just started fasting. I just started to pray. I started to work out. And it was tough because I was a very dark place in terms of like depression and anxiety. And my circumstances were still the same. But for some reason, by focusing on myself in a different way, not focusing and stuck in my head, but focusing on my health and trying to find a way to communicate with my wife, I started to realize things started changing. And after 4 years, you know, not only myself has been coming closer to God, but my wife is closer to God. Mm. My son is closer to God. We read the Bible. We're doing studies. We're trying to really understand what the scriptures mean. And I realize that, you know, I was on the edge on my own, and I never had to be. I could have involved God in my life, and I could have involved my wife in it, but I had to learn that this is what it looks like when you don't. And now I know what it looks like when I do.
So communicate, be honest, take care of yourself, recognize, like, if you're having depression, if you're down, maybe you are, maybe you're listening today and you're feeling that kind of isolation, there's help available. Reach out and get some help. Talk these things through. So how's your life today? How do you rate yourselves and your marriage and your life overall?
It's fantastic. I have, you know, amazing children. I love my wife. Every day I think about my son and my wife in a way where I know that when I come home, that's what makes me excited. And I still have the opportunity to work hard and earn and provide. But now I just do it with God by my side. I do it knowing that is not the only thing that is going to keep me, you know, close to God. It's knowing that I am as healthy as I can mentally, physically, and spiritually to be able to take care of myself and take care of my family, because that will transcend into my family, mm-hmm. into my wife, in my children. So we are living a very spiritual, connected life, and we're very happy. And I feel every day that we're getting closer and closer as a family.
Question about your wife during those 4 years. Patience? Was she patient, or how did she deal with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, she dealt with me by recognizing when and how to approach me. She was very persistent, but very respectful too. She was very patient with me in the way where now, I mean, we've been together and married for almost 12 years. So when I look at time and I look at today, I say to myself, you know, if she did not approach it with the way that she did, maybe things would be different. Because, and I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, she is a very respectful, kind, and loving person. And, she, you know, I wouldn't expect anybody to go beyond what they can actually do, because there was a lot of stuff I had to do. And I think that was something that she recognized. And she knows me well enough. And in our marriage, we're continuously learning about each other. And that's just a blessing to know that we're connected that way.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate your prayer and your prayer for your marriage and for sharing your story today.
Thank you, Randy, for having me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You know, there's Thomas's call is an example, Jennifer, of a couple where she could have said, "I'm out of here," you know, but she decided to pray, be patient, persistent. I like that. She was persistent with him too, probably challenging him.
I think it's really special that he decided to give it to God.
Yeah.
Because that's not always easy to do, especially when you're, well, I'm kind of like that. I try to solve problems on my own, you know, be strong. But I learned being strong is giving it to God.
That's right.
So.
And he was also really smart. I mean, Thomas was saying, I'm laying here at home and feeling sorry for myself. I'm going to start working out, taking care of himself physically. Mm-hmm. We know that exercise, taking care of yourself, that helps you change your brain chemistry and how you start to think and react to life. So he did some practical, intentional things that were part of the process for him healing emotionally, relationally, physically, and spiritually, of course. Now it sounds like the marriage is doing good. That's good. You know, the research is pretty clear. When couples are in trouble, when they're struggling, if they're willing to say, okay, we know this isn't working, we're not going to bail out, but we're going to give it a chance, that the research is pretty clear that when they look back two or three years later, most of those couples, if they're committed to working on it, will look back and say, that was the right decision. I know it doesn't always happen. I understand that. But for couples who are both willing to say, hey, we're both hurting, we're struggling, this ain't what God has for us, there's got to be a better way, willing to humble themselves and get some help, God will restore, and people will later, like Thomas, come back and say, we're doing great. Isn't that worth it? And so here's the question. Maybe you've been at that edge and you decided in your marriage to step back from the edge. What'd you do? Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you now and in the next half hour as well when we're recording for tomorrow's show at 888-888-1717. Call now. So we see a guy here, Jonah, who ran from God, hid from God, begged for God's help out of weakness, out of loss, and God out of his graciousness. Here's what we hear next. It says, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah again. God was giving Jonah a second chance, and he said, arise and go to Nineveh and preach the message that I will tell you. The people will then turn from their sins. He got a second chance and he blew it. He blew it. Yeah, there's quite a story there with Jonah and Nehemiah. These two characters side by side, comparing and contrasting their life, their decisions, the questions they asked, the decisions they made, the actions they took, take you to two different endpoints. And so I compare and contrast them in this month's masterclass lesson that's gone out to our members around the country. And here, as we're getting closer to the end of the month, you can still be a part of it. Love to have you join in. As I mentioned, this is the end of our fiscal year coming up, and we have some friends that are together matching everything, coming in dollar for dollar. We have $4,665 to go, minus those who are calling today at 888-888-1717. Press number 2, talk to our staff. Come and be a part of Intentional Living. Get on the masterclass lesson list, and we'll get those teachings to you. Again, just call 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to our staff. Number 1 to talk to Stephen, who's sitting right over there. And he'll hook you up, because I'd love to hear your story. Share with me, with our podcast, with our radio broadcast, people all around the world, one thing that you've done in your marriage, maybe to grow and be more healthy in your relationship. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I think I got time for Faye from Georgia. Appreciate your call, Faye. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm really near and dear to the cause you're talking about. I've been married almost 50, and we lived a Cold War in our house. We just didn't speak to each other, and about 6 years ago, very frustrated, I was walking with the Lord, my husband isn't, and I said, God, you promised to restore the years the locusts have eaten, so what can I do? And he showed me to start praying that God would show me how to see my husband the way he saw him, and how I should treat him and act to him like God treats him. See him and love him like God loves him. And it has changed our marriage. I can't, 180 degrees. Just, it is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I would encourage all of you that are just desperately unhappy, there's joy in the morning. And you just have to stand in there and say, Satan, you cannot have my marriage. I am going to see my husband and treat my husband like the Lord sees him and treats him. And that, I would just say, let that be your prayer every day. Every day.
Amen.
And I would add to that, Faye, when you talk about that standing, I know that's hard for some people today because you feel like I've been standing for a very, very long time. In fact, I just did a lesson with the staff on hope, and one of the verses we were looking at was that little proverb that says that a hope that is deferred makes the heart sick. You know, when you've been praying for maybe years and nothing's changing, that could be very frustrating. I just want to say, as we're getting here at the end of the show today, I know some of you, you've been through a divorce, you're single, you're remarried, maybe you're going through a divorce right now, you hear a show like this, and say that was good for them, but that's not my story, that's not where I am. And I know everybody's story is different, but I'll tell you what, God's the same. Your story may be different, but God is still the same. He doesn't change for those who called in today and then be different with you. He loves you, He cares for you. And of course, our prayer, our number one concern here for you is if it's possible to be able to rebuild, restore that relationship, that's fantastic. Reconcile, be great. Doesn't always happen. I know some of you have maybe had a broken marriage and you're divorced, but to be able to work on some level of reconciliation, meaning that you can build that relationship with an ex-spouse that would be positive, living some sense of unity, maybe raising those kids, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to restore the relationship. I understand that. But for some of you, maybe that's possible. And if it is, to be able to give God the glory for that. We're wrapping up today. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just stay here, Jennifer. Can you stay here for another half hour? All right. Jennifer's going to stay here, and Stephen and Gino. By the way, all of our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us. We're going to stay here for another half hour and record for tomorrow. We're going to record the calls, those of you calling in, and we'll play it tomorrow on the show. So love to have you join in, be a part of it. Here's the question. Has God done something in your marriage? What is it? What one thing has God done in your marriage that's made a difference? And it starts maybe in your own life. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. All right? We'd love to hear from you. And then again, I want to say a huge thank you to our friends who are part of our Intentional Living community. Thank you for supporting us. I hope you're enjoying our masterclass teachings and lessons every month. And if you're not a part of it, come and join us today at theintentionallife.com. See you tomorrow.